You're listening to WPSU's StoryCorps Altoona. WPSU is traveling to towns across central and northern Pennsylvania to collect oral history recordings. In March, we stopped in Altoona. Today, Lisa Purcell talks with her sister, Kathy Seiler, about family history and about growing up in Lewistown.
We've been talking with her mom with family stories, and we just realize how valuable family is, because even though Lisa and I are 5 years apart, we've grown a lot closer over the years.
Definitely. When we were younger, we were not close at all.
No, because 5 years was a big divide when you're small. When our mom was born, she was born March 1934 on a farm in Honey Grove in Juniata County, Pennsylvania, and her mother died the next day from complications from the birth. So this newborn baby was given to Aunt Mabel, who at the time was 40 years old, had two teenagers, and her husband's maiden aunt was an invalid, all in a house with an outhouse, no indoor plumbing. But Dad's family, he had three siblings, and his mother, our other Grammy, lived a lot of the time with us and slept with you, Lisa.
Because you didn't want to share a bedroom with me.
That's because you would grind your teeth.
And you would kick. And it's just a five-year difference thing, I think again.
Maybe. But there were seven of us in the house for many, many years and one bathroom.
One bathroom. Somehow we managed.
And somehow we did manage. But Grandma liked to cook and bake cinnamon rolls.
Oh, the best. She
worked
hard.
The thing I remember, yes, how hard she worked, because when we were all old enough to be in school, then she took on part-time house cleaning.
Yes.
And so she would scrub floors on her hands and knees.
And actually, both Grammy and Grandma helped to raise us in the fact, too, that, you know, Mom was working, but those were back in the years that when Mom got pregnant, she wasn't allowed to teach.
Right. As soon as
she started the show.
Right. She said that she had to actually quit her job.
Yeah.
And then I asked her, I said, well, did they hold your position? And this is in the early 60s. And she said, well, no, but I was told if there's an opening, I would be considered.
She took a big risk continuing to have family and maybe not have a job. And Grammy actually almost had ties here to Altoona. She dated a gentleman that worked for the railroad.
That's what she told me. And then he was quite a dashing figure, and apparently she dated him for a while because he had a car.
Yeah.
Since Grammy was born in 1895, and turn of the century, cars were pretty new. But
and he would have had that railroad pass, too.
He would have. That's right. But she said that she liked Herbert better. So all these stories, it's nice to be able to share, because when you're little and growing up, you don't really appreciate. You hear them, but it doesn't make any sense.
And I think sometimes some of those stories don't come out till you are older.
That's
true. You know, they may not have even told us, because I don't know that I even realized Grammy wasn't really biologically or a grandmother, but she had adopted Mom informally.
Mm-hmm.
There were no papers, necessarily. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's just what people did. You did take care of your own. That's what that meant.
Lisa Purcell and her sister Kathy Seiler. With WPSU StoryCorps, I'm Emily Reddy.